This portion of the news, a presentation of Nature's Path.
This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, Vancouver's known as a city full of health-minded people, and many of us carry that mentality over to our diets. But eating right is tough to do during a busy workday. It's hard to resist the temptation to hit up the nearest fast food stand. Sometimes a lunch can consist of nothing more than a couple of cups of coffee and maybe a donut. Wrapping up our Flavors of Vancouver series is global food trendologist Christine Cuvelier, here to talk about the evolution of lunch on the go. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So how has the idea of the lunch hour changed over time?
Well, I think people are still wanting something reasonably priced and convenient lunch options, but they're certainly paying attention to healthy options and foods that taste good.
What would you suggest for people who say they just don't have enough time for lunch?
Well, there's a few different ways. You know, you can plan ahead when you're making your dinner the night before, so using leftovers for lunches. Example, wraps would be great to put in roasted vegetables, or say you had a roasted chicken the night before, you could put that in a wrap and take it with you. And certainly, you know, if you have to eat in a restaurant instead of bringing your meal to your office, restaurants are really starting to pay attention to the needs of the consumers and the healthy options being offered, like fabulous salads and smaller portions, having things that are grilled, not fried.
Besides leftovers from the night before, what are the best or the easiest foods to bring in for lunch?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people like to bring sandwiches. Certainly, they're convenient and they carry really well. I would look for healthy deli meats. Something like along the lines of the Naturally Fryby new line of products that I'm really, really fond of and very impressed. I tried their Naturally Fryby Western roast beef, and it's a really fabulous product. You know, and I tasted an old-fashioned roast beef, and it really had such attention to detail, and I'm really, really impressed with it.
So let's go to the other side of the spectrum. What are the worst things people can bring in?
Well, certainly fast foods. Things that are grilled, things that are high in sodium, things that are high in fat. We all fall off the wagon every now and again and want to go that way, but you generally don't feel well after you eat them.
Right, and you mentioned restaurants just a short time ago. How are restaurants changing to fit the needs of the person who's crunched for time over the lunch hour?
Well, I think, again, they're having smaller portions. They're giving more options on restaurant menus so you can pick and choose. And restaurants are really paying attention to the trend of getting to know their producers or their suppliers. So, for instance, they know the farmers that grow the vegetables. They have a working relationship with them.
All right, some good tips there. Thank you, global food trendologist Christine Cuvelier, talking about lunch on the go. And that